Now rolling for the gap, this radio spot is the Labor Day BRFS 15-second radio spot. ISKI code GAPO7128000. This is a 15-second radio spot, stereo monocompatible.
Love a good deal? Sail into the season at Banana Republic Factory's Mega Labor Day Sale. Entire store 50 to 70% off. Dresses from $19.99, polos from $14.99. It's insane! Grab your friends. Banana Republic Factory. See you there.
Hello, and welcome to the Zirkly Challenge Show. This show isn't for dictators or persons who are politically correct, or viewers, listeners' discretion is advised.
Welcome to tonight's show. Ordinarily, we'll give you a whopping dose of satire. If you haven't heard our promo, good. If not, please go to our Twitter pages or Instagram to hear it. And after tonight's show, to look up some very important information on the topic, we will have links on our social media for more info.
Howdy!
Honk if you're holy. America's favorite nuns are embarking on their 2018 tour. 27 days, 54 events, and 21 states. That's a lot of road to cover, sister. We're also going to hold people accountable for their votes. We're also going to stay at Mar-a-Lago to make sure they get it. And we will be back in a few weeks with more information. And now back to your satirically challenged program for a younger generation.
Ah, and now we can actually talk about it. So basically, we said in the promo that it is a drug that is being touted out by a Swedish drug company that possibly is going to help people who are on low functioning autism spectrum.
Which could either be really beneficial or could lead to some could lead to some challenges.
Well, challenges, yes. Before we get on to actually debating, our intern, Ken, has graciously volunteered to actually be a moderator for tonight's event. Okay. Ken, take it away.
Well, first of all, I'm honored to be here. Second of all, well, here's the thing. When people hear about a drug company, you know, doing something for autism, I think the majority of the news outlets and the majority of the people hearing it are going to think it's a good thing.
Right.
And, you know, this was my initial reaction too. I couldn't even think of like another side to the debate. And then I started talking to you guys about it and I got clearly a very different perspective there.
Oh yeah.
And the fact is that we're all going to be debating about, well, one thing, which is the thing that causes it. Now, because this is podcast land and not you're not in front of a blackboard or a whiteboard, we'll just simply discuss or at least try to describe what it is. So if anybody of you are familiar with what an amoeba is, right, go back to earth science, it's a big, huge blob, right? Now imagine if that blob segmented off to different parts, right? So you have kind of like a skeleton, right? And this skeleton is named balbulogen, which is basically a receptor that was previously known as a very scientific name called RG7314 and has shown potential for improving social interaction communication with people with the condition. Now, Roche says condition. Okay. Now, pink hoods. What is your stance on this?
I look on it as it's one. I look at it as if they don't know what causes it, how can they assume that it's a characteristic, flawed characteristic when there really isn't any thing. There's no scientific evidence that there has been a leading cause to autism and the condition of itself.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, most of the people who create the show, this particular show, are autistic. Not only are we autistic, but one of the people who, you know, does a lot of the stuff signed up for the trials, misunderstood what it was about, and at 10:30 at night actually argued with the person who was saying, oh, but you get money for doing this. What they failed to actually say to the person on the line was that it was clearly meant for kids, not adults. Or adults, but... And to go back to the point of what it is, right? So this Swiss... They are Swiss, yes. It's Roche.
Yes, they are.
Basically said it has the potential to be the first therapy targeting the underlying Huntington's disease, which is a failed neurodegenerative rare disease, which is a third prime designation for the Roche medicine. Now, the person informed this other person on the line that they had special FDA regulations for the drug, and they were going to test it out, but there are no pharmacological treatments currently existed for autism, and on the show we heavily side against the treatment of any autism. Because, not because we know that it's dangerous, but we know that it's dangerous. It's also, we know what our experience is, and this is kind of a disclaimer, we're not saying that our experience is your experience, so don't take it like that. The other thing is that the European Medicines Agency has granted a prime designation for this drug, and there's an urgent need to find medical treatment. Pink Hood, what is your stance on this?
I see it as, yes, they're trying to help, but how likely is this going to actually benefit someone? Or is it going to hinder someone where no one knows what the side effects are, so they're having people test it out just because they can, and let alone no one knows how bad the side effects can be, which leads to more cause for concern.
Right.
When there's
also,
there's really nothing clear defined out there. There's really nothing out there to prove that it's actually going to be beneficial. Or it's just going to be...
Okay,
or it's
those are the
just
quotes.
Going to be a shot in the dark. Going, yes, we could do this, but... How far is this going to go before someone goes, oh shit, what did we do?
Also,
or what are these kids and adults going to be having as side effects? And then they go, here, you're getting money, but we don't care. If you're testing people for side effects in clinical trials, there has to be some sort of ethical treatment of those who are in your care. It's not just a clear shot in the dark, like they want it to be.
So,
well,
there are risks in the research. Should that stop the research altogether? Because if you think about, like, what if there is some kind of breakthrough that they get through this that could really help someone with, say, very low-functioning autism, really improve their social skills to a point
right.
where maybe they couldn't get a job before, but now they can, or something like that.
Right.
And
I mean,
because I think there has to be more. I think that what they're trying to do, yes, it could look as admirable, but how far could someone go before there's a major issue that they land upon, and who's responsible for the treatment of those who end up taking this drug? And what if those who are on the lower end of the spectrum have worse side effects that no one expects?
Okay, but how would you know if they were or they aren't?
If they were or weren't? You could tell by
yeah.
how people act. Families would know. By
of course families would know, but what
of their family members.
Right. But what if they said, oh yeah, no, your person is just fine.
But whomever is involved would also be seeing their physicians. So they would have a running, there would definitely be discussion amongst those who they're seeing and getting and receiving the treatments that they have, receiving any therapies. It would definitely be out there.
Actually, it wouldn't, because of the fact that the results wouldn't be out there, because it's illegal
right.
to display medical
right.
information.
Right. However, when you're going to a doctor, and you're seeing someone for so long, those who have seen you, spoke with you, would get to know if there's been changes or if it's a total one, if it's a totally gone south.
Well, yeah. I mean, the interesting thing was that this person said, oh, we're trying to help the cause, not hinder it. But yet, if you give a pill like this to a person with this condition, we don't even know what's going to be possible. It's not as if they have tested it on their own, tested themselves, you know what I mean? And that was kind of like the great debate I was having
right.
with this person. Well, not I, but this other person was having with somebody else. I mean, yes, it's big money. Yes, they said, oh, yeah, we can do this at any time. Well, the reason why they can do it at any time is because they have thousands of participants that they can go, no, yes, yes, no.
Right.
You know, and the other thing is that you're basically signing your life away, and you don't know how it's going to affect your brain. And the second question they asked this person was, oh, do you take any medication? And I said, and not I, but the person said, I do. And basically said, oh, yes, you're going to get paid $2,800 for the year of, and, oh, you have to tell us if you quit the trial. They call this a trial. And I'm going, I'm listening to it. And I was just, I'm stunned. I mean, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, because you don't know what, you wouldn't know, or they wouldn't know, what effects it would have, too. So, if there's negative side effects, you don't know if you could get better or worse, either.
Don't you think that there are some families who might be at the end of their rope, like, so to speak, and would try anything, maybe?
I could see your point.
I was looking at some of the comments to the articles like this, and some of them were like, I saw a bunch from like different mothers being like, just basically saying how they would pretty much try anything that could potentially help their child.
Right, because I think that as a reaction to this, right, the reaction is that, honestly, the reaction is, please help our kids, which is the reaction anybody's supposed to have, right? And the other reaction is, if you're a person who's a high-functioning person, going, this is kind of ludicrous.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's like, why are you choosing those who are at the higher functioning end? Because then it comes off as, this is shady, when maybe you should try to look for those families who could be prime candidates at the lower end of the spectrum, if they so desired those candidates. But don't go for those who could be portrayed as average, or could be chameleonized as an average person. Because that does not work well. Actually works not in their favor. It kind of reminds me as the whole autism speaks on the one hand, going, we're not doing anything, but then it's, let's throw money at it, but promoting similar agendas, but without saying it. So,
right. I mean,
it's a there's definitely conflicts in it. Because every article that we've seen doesn't say it's a cure. It's a...
No, I think in the media it is definitely a thing to say, oh yeah, no, we must avoid the word cure. Because cure is negative, what we've been taught to, you know. We've said, oh yeah, it's negative, but like the other thing is, how does one, you know, after going through something like autism speaks or anything else,
it definitely leads to more concerns too. And, or why don't they look into those who might have the rare genetic condition, rare genetic disease, so it doesn't look like they're targeting one group of people.
Yeah.
Or one group.
And in talking one group of persons, right, you're targeting not only the one person, but you're targeting probably 15, 30, 40 other persons that multiplies into millions as well. You know?
They think we're bad.
Right.
They think, like, oh, like this is the bad thing. That's happened to us.
Right.
No. It's not a bad thing.
You know, and also the fact is that when it comes down to it, all this is another... It's another thing in, but it's another, not, I wouldn't say gimmick. It's not a gimmick. It's another, think of what's the word I'm looking for?
It's another issue that people are trying to just fix or attempt to fix.
Right.
Which could either be looked at as...
It's another issue.
Right.
It's another issue, but, like, the thing that... If it works, then it's going to be mainstreamed, and then every other person is going to have their hands on it. And then it's going to be misdiagnosed. You know, and the other thing is that when it's released to a mass market, right, what kind of things are you going...
Right. What will be the damage? Or will there be any damage?
Would there be any damage? And the other thing of the damage, will the damage be permanent?
Right.
You know, I mean, the damage of permanency versus temporary. Nothing is temporary. Right? So, if nothing is temporary, then what... why are you putting out a drug that you know that won't work?
Right.
And then let's say it is very effective. The question still remains, who's going to be able to afford it?
Exactly.
That's another thing.
How much will it cost?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's another thing. Of
is it going to be like a $2,000 a pill or something?
You're at the mercy of the company, really. It could be.
Right. It's another pharma bro.
It's like that point.
You know?
It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, yes and...
And yes?
I mean, yes and no. If you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, it gets... I think it gets a little bit even more interesting, because if you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, and you're at the mercy of a company, that company could at least could basically be like Pharma Bro all over again, where you could see this person. Right.
The guy with like the EpiPen, like Martin Shkreli.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna have
another it's Pharma Bro all over again. It's Martin Shkreli, who said, "Oh
and,
yeah,
and,
it's not my problem."
And then
like
we're
charged $3,000 a pen.
Right, and when people can't afford it, you're making a scarcity. When people potentially die because of an allergy.
And what happens when you... Like, what happens when you make things scarce? What happens when you make things that really scarce?
Can't afford it.
The price goes way up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, make it scarce. Pick and choose. That does not bode well. That doesn't bode... Yeah. And until those who are in positions of power who could potentially be faced with the same challenges that they're putting people into, it doesn't exactly give anyone the right to just go, yes, we're going to just put up the fees when there are issues for people who actually get the drugs.
And the people who actually get the drugs, you know, then it's really a question of how much is the drug itself, you know?
Or does insurance even cover it? Because there could be people who just can't even afford their medication as vital. The most vital medication. It doesn't set well with me, at least.
Well, it's vital medications, but then... There is a lot more things that could really go wrong. Very wrong. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes south so fast.
Mm-hmm.
3 years down the line, they will have spent $30 million. Okay. $30 million on testing for a drug. Seems very crazy to me. Seems nuts. You know?
Yeah.
And also, the debate of this, I mean, if we get any more stuff in, I guess, we'll continue in our research lab to, or research department, to try to come up with more information about it. But all that's out now is this thing that makes at least us very scared of the proposition of something even happening. You know?
There's a level where when more information becomes available, we'll be able to give more information out. Right now, it's an unknown.
But we agree that researching autism is a good thing.
Yeah.
We agree on that. I think that's all we agree on, because
I think one of the biggest problems here is that a pill, and America has learned this lesson many times, but like a pill is kind of too much of a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It always has so many side effects that come with it.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about the cost and that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. So would you prefer to see something more in the line of like possibly different kind of like research towards different kind of therapies or stuff like that that doesn't involve medication,
right,
but actually dealing with individuals personally?
Or what about, I would think more ways of getting those who could be lower functioning but are still not so severe or on the lower end of the spectrum where they have the ability to communicate. There are different resources out there to get them onto the community that could be offered by different organizations.
You need some help for the higher people, the higher functioning.
Yeah.
I mean,
if there are services out there for those who are on the higher functioning end of the spectrum, which
I know there are,
go into the community, you get to socialize. There are the ability for those, as much as they may not want to socialize, it's the side of you're now in the community, you're either doing different things, so you're bound to talk about interest or get to know what is to be expected instead of being in a situation where there's no common understanding, or going kids could learn from being out in the community and kids could be out there. Yeah, it might be a struggle, but getting them to socialize or getting into those resources, I would say put more funding to inclusion based programs could also benefit too, depending on how each person's different ability is, because it's a spectrum.
Yeah.
It's not
right,
all
but that's
the same.
Tinker, that's what they don't seem to understand, that it is a spectrum. And
it's like what would make one person tick might not make somebody else tick on that spectrum.
Right. And the other thing is that when you give somebody a pill like this,
there's like no cookie cutter answer here.
Not always solve the problems either. A pill could lead to a child or a young adult who could be lower lower functioning or mild autism to have more, could do more harm than good.
Right.
And could lead to more problems that could have been prevented.
Which that's a big spectrum shift too, like between like low and mild. That's
mm-hmm.
between the low end and the high end. Like the lower is like more severe, and the higher is like the mild.
Well, I mean, we know that the low end is more severe. That's where help is needed. But there are some people who you have a mix of symptoms, you know. And, I mean, the mix of symptoms is what I worry about, is that when you have this kind of thing, it's like Ritalin, or it's like, it'll be compared to Ritalin or any other type of drugs like that, where you are pretty much under control and the will of the medication versus the will of your own.
You are pretty much a zombie.
That's right. And, you know, having been on, not been on this one, but definitely been on other ones, it's the choice of, do you convince yourself that you are a zombie for your life, or do you convince yourself?
It's pretty much a controlled substance.
What?
It's pretty much a controlled substance.
Yeah, it's a controlled substance, and that's what it would be. And I kind of go and say, well, if that is the case, that's the case, all right? Then it'll become just like every other thing on the market, and that's scary. It's very scary.
Yeah, it is. And there's no... And because this is just, the study is just coming out, I would hope the FDA takes its time of approving this drug, especially since the study can fail, has a 50-50 shot of failing or working to the best of the manufacturer's ability.
Right. And the manufacturer's ability has got to be something where it's got to be something where it is, I don't want to say it. It's got to be something where when they do this, okay, it's got to be something where they tell the doctors what's going to go on.
I also think they should, those who are involved in the study should also be still seeing the doctors and professionals they're seeing, because this could either go very well
or horribly wrong.
Yeah. There's no way of knowing.
Right.
And it looks like it could either go one way or another. And I would hope it doesn't end with more harm than good, because if more people are affected negatively, the FDA will definitely question the benefits of this medication to the highest regard.
Yeah, and the highest regard meaning why did we give you anything to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it, why was it a thing of where you lied to us? I wouldn't be surprised if they actually said, oh yeah, we're going to lie to you and put them on, you know.
But legally, if they lie, that ends with something.
But we
very...
don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know
but
if they're going to lie in the first
place. What I'm saying is lying to those on a study. It's interesting. It was the only way that lying comes in is if it's a placebo. That is it.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. There's the other thing, right? This person told this other person, right, that there would be a placebo as well in effect. Which changes the game.
So if there's a placebo and then the actual pill, it's a 50-50 shot of what you're getting, and you don't know.
But you don't. The thing is, you don't know even what you're getting.
Right. So the odds could definitely lead to concerns too of what you're getting.
Right. I mean, it is that kind of thing. And that's the scary part.
Yeah.
That's a very scary part. I guess the conclusion is we'll have more information when we do have
yeah.
it. And
I think because this information is still coming out, how can we, and because they're still looking for those to take part in this, this means that we will have to wait and see, no matter how, no matter what. And if something happens, something will be released, no matter what.
Right. And we will bring you the latest when we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it does, that's really all we can say. We will have more, I guess, more satire and more stuff next week.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can't wait for that.
We'll be back on the 5th. So definitely don't want to miss out on our latest episode.
Because we need to take Labor Day off.
Mm-hmm.
Follow, rate, subscribe. Do what you have to do. Bye. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Rolling for the Gap, this radio spot is the Labor Day BRFS 15-second radio spot. ISKI code GAPO7128000. This is a 15-second radio spot, stereo, monocompatible.
Love
a good deal? Sail into the season at Banana Republic Factory's Mega Labor Day Sale. Entire store 50 to 70% off. Dresses from $19.99, polos from $14.99. It's insane! Grab your friends. Banana Republic Factory. See you there.
Now rolling to the gap, this radio spot is the Labor Day BRFS 15-second radio spot. ISKI code GAPO7128000. This is a 15-second radio spot, stereo monocompatible.
Love a good deal? Sail into the season at Banana Republic Factory's Mega Labor Day Sale. Entire store 50 to 70% off. Dresses from $19.99, polos from $14.99. It's insane! Grab your friends. Banana Republic Factory. See you there.